Do you have any other Stipe story you'd like to share?
Oh, I know some that we couldn't put on here.
About Governor Boren, when you were his legislative aide, Cenk points this out, you were quite a mimic, and you could make...
Oh, yeah. I could mimic first, last, and always David Boren. I could mimic David Boren, so it fooled even him. I've always been a mimic all my life, and I've never made a dime out of it, but I've really had a kick out of it. When Stipe ran for the U.S. Senate against Boren, Boren and Stipe and George Moskowski all ran for the U.S. Senate. Gene's brother, Francis, he was really a good guy. He was an old 45th Division soldier, too. He ran Gene's campaign, so I called him at his headquarters, and I said, "This is David Boren. Could I please speak to Francis Stipe?" They said, "Yes, Governor. This is Francis Stipe. Oh, I'm glad to talk to you, Francis. I just want you to know that in the paper this morning, George Moskowski has said that I was a homosexual. I want you to know I am not a homosexual. I'm a little hoarse. I can do better than that." But I said, "And I know that Gene Stipe didn't have anything to do with getting Moskowski to make that allegation." He said, "Well, glad to know that, and I'll get it to Gene. And we appreciate very much the fact that you knew that we didn't do it." I said, "Now, wait just a minute. That doesn't mean that I don't think your brother's a chicken shit." And then Francis said, "Everybody's entitled to their own opinion." I hung up and I never told him otherwise.
Oh, my.
Tell him the Henry Kissinger story.
Oh, I went up to Boren's office when he got in the Senate. David was, of course, in his inner sanctum office. I was up in Washington on some kind of a deal. And I had left. David told me about this the next day, what happened after I'd left. They said, "Senator Boren, and Mr. Henry Kissinger's on the phone and he wants to talk to you." "Oh, I'll bet. I believe I know who it was." And he gets the phone and said, "Hello, Danny Garrison. You're not going to fool me. You're not Henry Kissinger." His voice says, "Who in the hell is Danny Garrison?" David himself told me that.